Third pack of Bikurim Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going to discuss the process of proclaiming the Bikurim and bringing them to Yerushalayim. Ketam HaPishim HaBikurim. How does one set aside some of the fruits of the Bikurim? He goes into his field and he sees a fig that has ripened. Eshkol Shabika, or a bunch of grapes that ripens, Rimen Shabika, or pomegranate that ripens, Koshu Begemi, he puts some type of gemi, something like a rubbery wood around it, a string around it. So Oimer, Harei Eilu Bikurim. So he designates it and he also proclaims it Bikurim. Now this is a mineral Bikurim that he makes one thing Bikurim. We learned before, you can make the whole field Bikurim if you want. And Shimon Oimer, Apple Pea King, Choyzu Bikurim, and Bikurim, Yashu Shitoshim, and Akaka. And Shimon holds that even though we learned in the previous parak that you can proclaim Bikurim when it's Mechubu L'Kaka, but he has a special drasha to learn out that you should proclaim it when it is Tolosh and Akaka. He doesn't from L'Kachtam, he raises for Pri Adama, that just like when you bring the Pri, it's Tolosh, it's picked off the tree, so too when you proclaim it, it should be off the tree. That's Rav Shimon's opinion. We do not pass him like Rav Shimon.